The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking To You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, April the 27th, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled The 35th Anniversary of the April 27th Demonstrations in China. And the time is 7:58 a.m. here in the UK, making it 2:58 a.m. on the east coast of America and 2 minutes to midnight, still Friday, on the west coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Okay, so let's move to a quick rundown of my favourite shows in the last week. Firstly, what I've got queued up so far for today. And that is Patrick Slattery and Philbert Applebag, republicbroadcasting.org. republicbroadcastingarchives.org even. You can find that show that I haven't listened to yet. Richie from Boston, he put out his first video for original content for about a week. I had a quick listen to that. That's about 10 minutes. You can find that on his BitChute channel. The People's Voice. UN says dangerous conspiracy theorists must be punished like terrorists. That was interesting, heard that earlier. That's on the People's Voice Rumble channel. And I've got queued up a TDS show, 1180 Year of the Dragon, which is a pretty good title. A lot of their titles I cannot work out. I think it must be that language barrier between the English and the Americans. Some things just don't work in England and America and vice versa. But anyway, that being said, listen to the Jeff Wentz program on Monday. I think Mitchell Henderson's hour was pretty good. I think the thing about all these shows, I was thinking about this earlier. There's no one that I listen to that I agree everything of what they say. And even my own position changes over time. So how can you? I just try and listen to what I find, you know, worth the time to listen to, and unfortunately that has become few and far between in recent years. Some of the real top people like Tex Mars that I would always tune into are no longer with us, and the people coming forward to replace them, many of them seem to, you know, not be genuine like Tex Mars was. We'll just leave that there. Fockham Hall radio show from last Monday, you can find at fockhamhallradio.com. The Rents show I just mentioned was rents.com. It was called Government's Far Cue. It was presented by Eric von Essex with the Bowler Hat Farmer and Chris the Gardener. Interesting conversational show. There was one bit that, I don't know if I listened to it wrong, but I think a claim was made that hospitals were getting £1 million per person jabbed, which I don't believe at all, that they'd been given £1 million per person. That just doesn't add up to me, but maybe I heard it wrong. Maybe if you've listened to it, you can correct me. But that's where you find it, fockhamhallradio.com. Click the BitChute link. And the latest show is Government's Far Cue, which is the one to which I am referring. Next, the comment of the week, and this is from an RT.com article entitled US Lawmakers Scared of Being Framed for Kiddie Porn, Tucker Carlson. And here is the comment from Ghostwriter33. Framed? Question mark. Next, to that show I didn't listen to last week from Before It's News. Red Alter. I guess they mean Red Alert, but the full title is Red Alter. Ricky Gervais' Golden Globes announcement. Are all the celebs dead? And as I always say, go figure. Next, my favourite show of the week was TDS 1179, a show with no name, that you can find at therightstuff.biz, and included a clip the TDS team played in which the presenter said that those protesting Zionism in America should direct their protest towards Christians and not Jews, as there are more Christian Zionists than Jewish Zionists. And finally, every week I'm going to endeavour to listen to a show I have never heard before and report on it here. This week I listened to the first 10 shows from Frank Colotta's YouTube channel, Coffee with Colotta. Frank was Tony Spilotro's underboss in Las Vegas, and it was Tony Spilotro that the Joe Pesci character was based on in the Martin Scorsese movie Casino, in which Frank Colotta not only played himself but also acted as technical advisor on the film, and he discussed his time on the set of Casino during some of the first 10 shows of his Coffee with Colotta YouTube podcast. Now, some of you might be asking, why am I listening to these, you know, this guy's a killer. There was one scene in the movie, I will share to you with you from the podcast, and he said, no, that's not how that hit was done. And they said, well, how do you know? He said, because I did it. And he says, I can speak about it because I've got immunity in exchange for the testimony I gave as a government witness to the, you know, I'm allowed to talk about it. I can talk about it because they can't prosecute me for it, even though I should, well, he didn't say that, but we all know what he should be doing. But that's how, you know, corruption works in government. Well, you know, we'll let this person off because we want to get that person instead. And the Bible's very clear on law, but we won't go into that. And why I was listening to Sammy the Bull Gravano, who, as part of his cooperation with government, admitted to 19 murders. Well, I listened to them for stories. And quite frankly, I think those two are probably more honest these days than the vast majority of the so-called alternative media, okay? Even people that I would listen to who claim to be Christians say things that, as far as I'm concerned, they're lying about being Christians. They're not Christians because of other beliefs that they hold or other people they promote. We'll just leave that there. My beliefs are in my books. And I'm pleased I did them because no one's ever done anything like that before or since. Okay, let's close up with some headlines from independent news websites. So we'll go over to RT.com, see if there's anything going on. There hasn't really been much happening in the news, which drone raid on Russian energy infrastructure repelled. I'm not going to spend long on this today. I'm really getting bored of it. I think that this is all grand theatre. I think that every government is controlled by the same group, as I've said over and over again, and that is affecting now who I listen to, because I'm getting to the stage where I know what I think. So even if you're going to tell me about, oh, Russia are doing this and America are doing that and all these different, Iran's doing this to Israel and Israel doing this to Iran, I'm bored because I don't believe any of it. I believe it's all controlled by the same group. So why bother listening? I'd be better off listening to Talking Sopranos again, quite frankly. Rents.com, George Soros paying student agitators to whip up anti-Israel protests. Interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of headlines on that to do with the protests there. I think Malefkas mentioned on a recent show that, was it Lenin who said the best way to manage an opposition is to create it? Let's move on to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Republic Bank of Philadelphia has failed. Apocalyptic tornado outbreak in Iowa. Russian Defense Minister, we will target Western weapons shipments into Ukraine. Let's go over to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website. See what's going on over there. Featured website, The Barnes Review. I used to do a show for them. They've got the Benjamin Friedman speech at the top. If you've never heard that, that's well worth a listen. That's nearly 3 hours, A Jewish Defector Warns America. I played that over a couple of shows on this show, ACH. And it was the starting point, Daryl Bradford Smith of The French Connection, and I'm thewitness.com. He would always direct all his listeners and viewers. He said, this is the first thing you need to listen to. Let's go over to censored.news. US police have been training with his... Oh, that's just disappeared, whatever I was reading. Oh, here he is. US police have been training with Israeli IDF forces, training for their brutal crackdown on anti-Israel speech in America. That was the top headline, but it got shifted to the right for a Brighton broadcast news. America descends into an authoritarian theocracy as governors unleash troops on students. So that seems to be the news at the moment, these student protests in America and the government response to them. Let's move over to beforeitsnews.com and do our Before It's News top 10 for a shorter show today. Just loading this one up. Okay, so number 10 went up a day ago, got 101 people viewing this. SGNON, big shock event, deep state loses control. Number 9 went up 2 days ago, 113 people viewing this one. Dave XRP Lion, best, greatest, deepest revelation, dive, mind-blowing, must-watch Trump news. Well, I won't be watching. Number 8 went up 9 hours ago, 118 people viewing. The Michelle Moore Show. Attacking whistleblowers is not okay. Mike Gill, Leslie Shepherd, preaching cowboy, and GG Talk Truth. Number 7 went up 8 hours ago, 132 people viewing this one. On the Fringe, deep state stepping up their efforts, Biden's criminal regime all crashing down. Well, looks like it's still up there and operating as best as it can to me. Number 6 went up 7 hours ago. Dr. Brian Ardis reveals shocking use of venom peptides in cosmetic and the food supply. I was sent a video on this earlier in the week, actually, and he seems to suggest, well, that cancer is actually caused by things that we take that contain snake venom. I find it difficult to believe because, you know, cancer is like a worldwide thing, and how many of these snakes would you need to produce all this venom that everyone must have in them who's got cancer? So, not sure what's going on there. Number 5 went up 10 hours ago, 204 people viewing this. And we know, power shift worldwide. All or nothing, SCOTUS lock and key. Whatever that means. Number 4 went up a day ago, Benjamin Fulford. Teo Twakwe. It's the end of the world as we know it. Didn't we hear something about that a few weeks ago with the eclipse? Number 3 went up a day ago. 296 people viewing this one. Pascal Najardi warns of EBS alert and lockdown in the late spring. Number 2 went up 6 hours ago. 365 people viewing this one. X22 report. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Soros humour. You won exposed. The tide is turning. People are seeing it. Well, that's optimistic, shall we say. And number 1, as at 8:11 a.m. UK time on Saturday, April the 27th, 2024. Went up 4 hours ago, 456 people viewing this. Situation update. Commander-in-Chief. Trump's private army taking down the globalist cabal. White hats are winning. The old system collapsing. Okay, let's call it a show. I want to thank all of you for joining me today for I'm Talking to You, episode 116, the first 35th anniversary of the April 27th demonstrations in China. I hope this is the start of a wonderful weekend. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and until then, folks, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.